In this video, we're going to get into the good stuff, the meat of the module, and we're going to talk about content that ranks and sells. So the first thing that we want to consider when we're producing content is we want to consider the type of content that's ranking for a keyword. And I talked about this a little bit in the keyword research module that there's certain keywords where Google expects lists of information. There's certain keywords where Google likes to show videos. There's certain keywords where Google likes to give more resources and articles. And so it's up to you to determine when you're targeting a specific keyword, what type of content to produce and what is already ranking, and trying to not stray too far away from that type of content. If every single result for a keyword is a list, the seven best this or seven ways to do this, then it probably isn't the right piece of content to produce some sort of essay or a resource guide with a lot of text. Or if you see a lot of videos ranking, then it might be the best piece of content to produce a video for a result. That's the very first thing to consider when targeting a keyword. I will say, in general, written content will perform well on Google. And like I said, it's up to you to just do your keyword research and figure out what content is already ranking for specific keywords and just make sure that you're somewhat falling in line with that, because Google knows what type of content is valuable for different searches. The next thing I want to say is that not all content should be for your customers. One thing to consider when you're producing content is that you should be trying to attract backlinks to your website. And your customers generally aren't the people that are going to be backlinking to your website. Your customers usually aren't website producers. They're not content producers themselves. And those are the people that are going to be giving you links. People that produce content on the internet, that produce pages of information on the internet, and people that manage websites on the internet. A lot of the content that you produce should be targeted towards the people that will link to your website, or they should at least provide some sort of information that's valuable to people that link to your website. You can still use this type of content to attract customers and to rank for specific keywords and to bring in more traffic for your business. But in order to produce a piece of content that ranks, you have to be able to build links to that content. And if you are only producing content that attracts customers and not links, then you're not going to be able to rank for the keywords that you want to rank for. When you produce content, it should be shareable and worth sharing. And I've talked about this quite a bit. Production quality of your content should be exceptionally high. People should feel comfortable sharing it. They should actually feel encouraged to share the content. And you can do this using different user experience signals throughout your content to be able to get people to engage, to get people to share it, to get people to spread the news about your website and the excellent content on your website. These type of user experience signals are really valuable to Google, and they know that great content is well engaged with. And so if they see people engaging with your content, they're posting it on social media, it's showing up and links on other websites, and they know that this piece of content is valuable and useful. The most useful and impactful content usually isn't an essay. There's typically other ways to present information in a better way that is more impactful, easier to digest, more shareable, and more engaging than a wall of text. And in a minute here, we're going to talk about some different content formats that tend to do well in terms of rankings and selling and getting engagement from people that might be potential customers for your business. The content that you produce should complement the features and services that you offer. You can produce content that strays a little bit from the product or service that you offer, and you can use that content to either build links or to be able to build your audience through an email list or something like that. But the content you produce, you should be able to wrap in your product or service using a call to action to be able to draw in people that would be interested in being a customer for your business. This is going to drive your bottom line, and it's going to increase signups for whatever service or product you offer, and it's going to help grow your business. And so if you stray too far from things that your product or service directly addresses, then you might have a hard time getting quality traffic to your website, people that are actually going to sign up for your product or your service. And I've touched on this in a few previous videos, but user experience signals are a huge difference maker to Google. You saw in one of the other videos that uninteresting writing is writing that's not engaged with, it's illegible. And if you produce content that people are engaging with, that people are linking to, that people are sharing on the internet, that people are talking about on the internet, then Google knows that it's a valuable resource on the internet, and they're going to push it up in the rankings because they know this is the piece of content that people are looking for, or it's at least going to be useful for them. So there's a few specific ways that you can increase the click-through rate on your content. The click-through rate is a hugely important ranking factor on Google. It's very easy for them to determine whether or not a piece of content is going to be valuable for someone because people will click on the results that seem most interesting to them. And so if your titles and your descriptions and your URLs are lacking, then you will lack in your click-through rate and Google will not promote your content as much because people are not clicking on your results. They will promote websites that are getting a high click-through rate and that people are going to. And so some ways to increase your click-through rate is to add a number to your title tag. Numbers drive high engagement. You can also use brackets or parentheses. This also tends to make your Google search results stand out so that people are more inclined to click on them. You can also increase the emotional sentiment. So you can use specific words to make it seem that like your content is more impactful and more valuable. You also want to use short title tags. You don't want to use super long title tags because Google will cut off your title if it's too long. So you want to be able to fit in all the words that you want within 15 to 40 characters in your title. For your description, it's pretty straightforward. It's pretty easy to follow this type of formula for your description. You can say what it is, and then you can tell them what they're going to learn. And then you can also give them a little more of an in-depth description of your content. You definitely want to include your keyword in your description, and obviously you want to include your keyword in your title, because if that keyword matches what that person is searching for, then they're much more likely to actually click on your result. If your title and your description does not match what the person is searching for, then they're probably less likely to click on your content. And so increasing your click-through rate is going to drive your rankings much higher on Google. Another huge ranking factor from Google is the dwell time. Google is able to determine how long people are staying on a website, and this can either be a limited amount of time. Basically, if they come back to Google and they click on another result, then they know the amount of time that they spent on your piece of content. And you want to increase that amount of time. So if it's 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes and they came back to Google, then you want to increase that amount of time. And then obviously the alternative is infinite, where basically if somebody visits your website and they don't come back to Google, then Google knows that, hey, that was a valuable resource. They left Google and they did not come back. And so they know that this was a pretty valuable piece of content. It's probably useful for people. And so there are ways to boost the dwell time and be able to pull people away from Google to be able to increase your dwell time so that you can rank higher on Google. And so one thing that you definitely want to do is you want to have some content above the fold. When people visit your website, you don't want to just show random things at the top. You want to get people right into the content. You want to get them right into engaging with the content, whether you have some sort of table of contents or something that pulls them into the article, gets them the information that they're looking for right away. You want to have a good hook in your intro. You only have a few seconds to be able to show someone that your piece of content is going to be valuable and useful for them. So you want to be able to hook them really early. You want to talk to the searcher and tell them that they're in the right place, that they're going to get the information that they need to be able to make the decision they have to make or do the thing that they need to do. Your intro should preview what they're going to get out of the content. You want to use lots of subheadings and navigational features in your content to be able to keep people on the page and keep people engaging and to be able to break up your content in a way that people are able to get the specific information that they're looking for right away. If you have too much text between your headings, then it might just get uninteresting and people probably won't engage and read your content. So you want to create your content in a way where it's short, where they can get the information that they need, they can bounce around between the different sections in the article, and they can get all the little bits of information that they need. Another thing you can do with your writing is something that I called continuation signals. These are called many different things across the internet. These are phrases you can use in your content that help lead people through the content. So some different ways you can do this is by adding words like so and now and on the other hand, or this is crazy, or here's the kicker, or what's the bottom line, or the best part, here's the interesting part. Different phrases you can use that help people get through your content and shows them where the valuable information is so that people are engaging with your content, they're sitting on your content longer, and they're actually reading the information that they're getting. And lastly, one of the best things you can do to boost your dwell time is to add videos. There's definitely a significantly high number of people that prefer videos over text. Maybe they're not great readers, or maybe they just like to listen to things better. And so if you're able to provide some sort of video that helps drive up engagement from the user, this will boost your dwell time and they'll sit on the page page as long as your video is. And that's assuming that your video is engaging and they actually watch your video. But you can basically guarantee if you have a great video that people are going to stay on your page as long as that video is. And that's going to boost your dwell time and boost your rankings on Google. And lastly, you want to increase sharing. You want to increase sharing so that people engage with your content and so that your content spreads across the internet. And this will increase your chances for getting organic links and getting backlinks to your content. And that's going to help you significantly drive up rankings on Google. One way to increase sharing is to present your information in a way that's really useful and concise and valuable. You want to use bulleted lists, numbered lists where you can to present information in better ways. You can add sharing triggers in your content. You've probably seen in some places where people will have quotes that can be shared easily on social media, or they have social media sharing buttons on their website. These all drive up sharing engagement and are good user experience signals to Google. You don't want to go overboard where it becomes a nuisance and it's getting in the way of the content. But if you can add it in nicely in a way that is tasteful, then Google will perceive that as a high UX signal. You want to include original images and charts. If you're able to include charts for information, those definitely get shared quite a bit. But original images can also be good because this will help you show up in Google search results and you're going to be able to rank in Google images, and this will drive more backlinks and more traffic to your website. And another thing you can do is simply ask for people to share and give feedback in your content, whether it's in the conclusion or halfway through your content or whatever. Asking people for feedback, you might get people that are tweeting about your article or they're sharing it on social media and they'll present their feedback, or people will share it in emails, they'll share it in newsletters, and they'll feel led to distribute that content for you so that you don't have to only rely on your own audience to distribute your content. And lastly, you want to write more than 2,000 words typically for larger power pages on your site. Writing longer content definitely increases the amount that people want to share a piece of content because it's highly valuable and it contains a lot of information. And typically, Google will rank content that is more than 1,500 words, even though Google says that they don't have a specific word count that they rank on Google. The top 10 results typically have more words than less. And the more value that you can pack in those words, the better. You don't want to just be verbose and write a ton of fluffy content just to be able to meet a word count. You want to be concise and you want to be valuable. But if you're able to provide 2,000 words or 3,000 or 4,000 words of highly valuable information, that's going to be a really valuable resource, and Google is much more likely to push that up in the rankings, and it's going to increase the amount of times people will share a piece of content. Okay, so one of the great ways to produce a piece of content that ranks and sells is to coin your own terms. This is great because it's almost like branded traffic, where when someone hears a term and they Google it, they're going to come to your website because you are the person that originated this idea. And the concepts that you coin don't have to be anything new. They can be coined in other ways on the internet. But if you're able to establish a certain type of nomenclature, a certain type of way of presenting a certain idea, and you're able to coin a term, and that term becomes popular amongst people in a certain industry, then this is going to drive a ton of really valuable traffic to your website, because hopefully the term that you coin aligns well with the product or service that you offer, and these people might become customers farther down the line. And so coining your own term can be a really valuable way to produce content that ranks, because there's going to be lower competition because it's a new term and people aren't really using it. And also it's going to be able to sell well because it's going to bring in a very exact type of person to your website. Another thing that you can do is write a guidebook. This is something that we've talked about throughout the course, writing definitive guides, step-by-step guides, how-to resources, just really detailed guides that help people solve their problems. It helps people get information that they need and helps them get from point A to point B and helps them solve a problem so that they're able to grow their business or they're able to save more time or make more money. And this is a great way to provide value for people. And people will share guidebooks, they will link to guidebooks, and they will engage with guidebooks much more than, say, an essay format. Another type of content that tends to rank really well and do well on Google and also attract a lot of links is a really long list or detailed checklist. So you've probably seen for different keywords on Google, people will produce lists and it'll be something like 7 best ways to do this or 10 tips for this. And one thing that you can do is simply provide a list that is longer and more valuable than the lists that are already existing on Google. You want to be able to provide at least 15 to 30, if not more, checklists posts or tips or options on your content. And higher numbers, if you present the number in your title, a higher number is going to seem more attractive, and that's going to increase your click-through rate, and that's going to increase the amount of people that engage with your content if it actually is really valuable. People see all of the tips and the things that you provide as valuable, then they're going to see that as a much more valuable resource than other pieces of content on the internet. So yeah, the longer you can make a list, as long as it's still valuable and concise, then the more value you can provide to people, and it's going to be a better and more engaging piece of content. Next, similarly with the content hubs, you can create a resource hub. So this is like a curated list of external resources on the internet. So the way you would do this is you would find other resources from other websites and you would link out to them. And this is you providing value to those websites because you're providing them with a backlink and you're providing them with any traffic that might come through this page by ranking on Google. And this can lead to other websites linking back to you because they can talk about the fact that they were mentioned in this list or in this guide or this resource hub. And these are really high engagement posts. So if someone Googles for some sort of resources and they stumble on your guide, this is going to pull them really far away from Google. So it's going to be a really high engagement signal to Google. It's going to have really high dwell time. It's going to have a really high click-through rate if you provide enough resources in your hub. So if it's a really long hub or a really long curated list, and if the curated list is really valuable, then people are going to like that and they're going to share it on social media. You see all the time, if you're a developer, you see the curated lists on GitHub, where if you have a Tailwind library, it'll be like awesome Tailwind, and it'll give you all these different websites that give you a bunch of Tailwind resources. So those are examples of curated lists. Those do really well on Google. They do really well for sharing. They do really well for backlinks, and it can help you build domain authority for your website. And last, creating a knowledge hub. This is the concept that we've talked about a few times in this course, creating a hub of information that helps people, whether it defines things or it gives them steps or processes to be able to learn more about something or help them save time or help them make more money or help them save some money. This type of knowledge hub can be very valuable and rank well on Google. And this content tends to do really well for engagement and for sharing, especially if you create a hub that's really valuable. People will share and link to the root page, and then you're able to pass page rank down from that page to the internal pages in the hub by using internal links. These are just a few different ways of presenting your content in a way that ranks well on Google. And the reason why it ranks well on Google is because it drives high engagement, and higher engagement is a signal to Google that it's a valuable piece of information and it should show up higher in the rankings on Google.